welcome to On the Right Side on the Air. This is Scott Craig coming to you from Bighorn Canyon Radio Network in Rapid City, South Dakota. On Tuesday, January 11th, believers from across our great state will gather at the state capitol to pray on the opening day of the state legislature. And we pray that God will move powerfully in our state and state legislature. It's called the Restoration Rally, inspired by Gordon Howie, who just so happens to be in the studio right now to talk about it. Gordon, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you, Scott. It's my fervent hope and prayer and belief that it was really inspired by God.
Absolutely.
I'm privileged to be part of it. It is an opportunity for believers from this state, and I believe there will be folks from around the region who gather on the 11th of January in our state capitol to pray for South Dakota and for our leaders. It's so important at this time in our nation's history and in our state's history. We see what our government is doing. We see the move continues to be in a direction away from God. And in this time of economic turmoil, we see politicians trying to solve those economic problems without recognizing the fundamental principle that we must seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then those things will be added unto us. Doesn't matter where we go, the solutions will only be found when we turn our hearts and our minds to God.
Tell us how people can prepare themselves, and what might they need to be thinking of? Do they need to bring anything with them as well?
You know, really, we're just asking people to come. This will not be an organized, it's not a political rally, it's not an organized agenda where we will introduce each prayer in turn. This will be an opportunity for believers to stand in turn on the Capitol steps inside the rotunda. We're asking folks to pray for maybe a couple minutes, be concise, to petition God so that we can hear their prayer and agree with them. We're not looking for people to deliver sermons. We're looking for an opportunity to deliver our petition before Almighty God. And so people one by one will have an opportunity to pray, and the rest of us will agree with them.
Give us the time. When's it start?
Starts at 10 o'clock Central Time, and we are planning to run until 12 o'clock. If people care to join us after the prayer, we will be marching around the state capitol building with a few people blowing shofars. Symbolically, if you've been in the book of Joshua lately, you remember how those people took the city of Jericho. They marched around the walls and they blew the shofars, and we know what happened to the walls of Jericho. That's what we're praying will happen to the walls of our government. Not that we want to destroy government, but we want to destroy the wall of separation that's been created over the generations, over decades, by people who misunderstand and have ill intention. They want to remove God from government. They want to create a wall so that God cannot penetrate into the halls of our government and into the minds and hearts of our leaders. We're tearing that wall down on January 11th, 2011.
Wait, do you mean to tell me that there are people inside of the government that are trying to kick out the God that created government?
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Well, people are getting there various ways. We understand that the Family Heritage Alliance has chartered a bus.
Yes, from Rapid City. There are still maybe a dozen seats left on this bus. So someone who's interested in a ride from Rapid City could call the Family Heritage Alliance, Dale Barcher. There are a number of organizations across the state that have partnered with us on this rally. I'd just like to share the names of a few of them: the Eagle Forum, South Dakota Family Policy Council, South Dakota Concerned Women of America, and, of course, Family Heritage Alliance, and many others who will be joining with us on that day. We're expecting to have a conversation with God on that day.
Now, do people need to get there at a certain time? I mean,
we'd encourage them to come maybe a quarter to 10 just to kind of be prepared. We will be having prayer decently and in order. It will be a solemn occasion. It won't be shouting and singing. It will be praying and petitioning Almighty God to send help in our time of desperate need.
Yes. Now, should people RSVP?
They do not need to do that. If they want to ride on the bus from Rapid City, it'd be good to call Dale Barcher and get arrangements made so you've got your seat reserved.
Well, I understand you can go on Family Heritage Alliance's website, www.familyheritagealliance.org, to reserve a seat on that bus.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, folks, you're carpooling.
Yes, and we'd encourage you to bring a friend.
Yeah.
Bring two or three friends, because this isn't just another meeting, Scott.
Yes.
This is a significant time. It's not just about the money. It's about the heart and the soul of America. This is, after all, one nation under God. Mm-hmm. We're promoting a proclamation in South Dakota that says we support the state motto that says, "Under God the people rule." We believe that's the only way to save our state and our nation and the hearts and souls of the people who live in this great country.
Well, folks, we've been talking with Gordon Howie about the Restoration Rally going to take place Tuesday, January 11th from 10 to noon at the state capitol in Pierre, where believers from across our great state are going to gather and pray on the opening day of the state legislature that God would move powerfully in this state and on behalf of the church. And as you heard, he's asking Christians to come, not just stay inside the Capitol to pray, but even afterwards to walk around it in the tradition of Joshua and to pray that the walls that separate God's voice from government would come crumbling down. Gordon Howie's going to be there. I'll be there. And we hope you will be there. You've been listening to On the Right Side on the Air. This is Scott Craig with Bighorn Canyon Radio Network, your source of unbiased truth.